Refute the law. Okay, fine. We're on Ayin Aleph, paragraph Dalit. So that's the vote. The goy that keeps Shabbos, he's sticking his head into the intimate covenant of love that Klal Yisrael has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We said Naseh v'Nishma. We were makabel the Ava Sheinu Tolu B'Dover. They would. So now, not only doesn't he have Shabbos, but when he sticks his head, he starts gate crashing my intimate moment with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's Chayv Misa, the same as a person who would intervene or come in and interfere with the king and the queen in an intimate moment. The for sure it'd be Chayv Misa. Hainu Shesibas Shlilas Akum Mea Shabbos, he machmes bris ave ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Amo Yisrael. Not that there's anything wrong with a goy, because there's a bris ave between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no one's allowed to interfere in a covenant of love between two people. It's just not appropriate. Okay, Namru Chazal, kol mitzvah, mamash the daf yoimi yesterday, or today's daf yoimi, beitz tezayin. Kol mitzvah shenosen lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, nosen lem befehesia chutz mi Shabbos, shenosen lem betzina. All the mitzvahs that were given, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, they were given befehesia, they were given explicitly. Except Shabbos, that was given in tzina, it was given secretly, or hidden. Shenema b'ni u'bein b'nei Yisrael ois hi le'oilo. Sheshabbos hi yichud b'in Hashem Yisburach la'am kotshoi, this is a private relationship, yichud, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and strangers aren't allowed to poke their noses in here.
Are we talking about Sinai, which is fairly public, or are we talking about Mara?
I don't know. I haven't seen the Gemara yet. Good. You're asking good. It's. I haven't got there yet, put it that way. I haven't got there. Tezayin was, I think, yesterday's daf in Daf Yomi. That's why I haven't got there yet. I haven't seen the Gemara. Ich weiß nicht. Don't know what it means. Don't know what it means. That's what it says. I don't know. You're right. Sina wasn't a... like given the secret in the dungeons there, you know, in the underground, no one saw it. It was quite a public event. Could be Shabbos was given privately. Don't know. Open the Gemara there in Beitz and go and have a look and learn the sugi and see what's going on. I apologize. I don't know. I have to get there today. Anyway, I have to get there even without this. They have to find this regim first. That's a bigger worry right now. Okay. The Gam Yilchus Shabbos Maschkofes is Maimed Ayichud Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Kol Echad Misrael. Bezeh She Shabbos Nosra Akriya Beseifo Bigeres. This also applies to the individual, that the halachas of Shabbos also encompass the relationship with the Yochid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This yichud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael applies to each and every individual yid. And that you see that Shabbos is also to read books or to read letters. Milvad b'divrei Torah, with tzorech nefesh. You can only read Torah and what's needed for survival. Va'umnam sheyesod ha'isa likro b'shtar ha'edyes, hi gzeira shem yichtov asokov. You'll tell me one second, what's it got to do with anything? The reason why you can't read these things is because maybe you'll come to write. Once you start reading letters and business, you may come to write. That's why it's a gezeira. Avor emes yesh kan oimeg goydel v'hashkofa b'kol metzias haShabbos. Nachinami, that's why Chazal made the gezeira. But there's something much deeper going on here, and it's a hashkofa that affects the depths of understanding Shabbos b'chlal, or metzias of Shabbos. SheShabbos is man yichud ben Hashem Yisbarach v'amoy. It's a cheder yichud. Shabbos is a chedi yichud between Klal Yisrael. It's time to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for him to be alone with Klal Yisrael. V'lo yitochen lis asek b'shum inyan shuchutz me'akadush. There was not shaykh to deal with anything, not shaykh to be involved in anything, besides the Kedusha. V'kein ala dibu omru, even on speech it says, sh'lo yeh dibolcho shal Shabbos ki dibolcho shal chol. The way a person speaks on Shabbos should be different to the way he speaks on chol. V'shamri amru, Amr b'chanina, midoichek atiru l'shol shalom b'shabbos. He said, but doichek, he found a petach, it was more kasher for him to even matya saying shalom to your friend on Shabbos. You hear that? You shalom me.
Wow.
V'doichek hatiru lishoel shalom b'Shabbos. How are you? You see your friend in shul on Shabbos. Ask him how you are. That's a doichek. There's a local koch pusher that was mutter. Okay. We're not holding the bichlal. We get some simcha and some other out of Shabbos about seeing our friends, saying hello, talking about it. But one thing for sure shouldn't happen is the whole chatting and whatever that goes on, the minag that goes on after davening on Friday night. Everyone stands outside and schmoozes for half an hour. Ze kedai latzor. If you can, I don't know any rov that would. Rov Yam managed to.
I don't even know what to clap our head for.
What?
Well, I didn't realize that there was such a problem. I know there shouldn't be sikha b'teila and shul, but to ask a person how they are, that's also a mitzvah.
No. We don't pask it like that. He said it was doichek. He found it doichek. He's matter. It's ask. That's what I said. Today, when you ask your friend how you are, she says, Maskam, you come into the rice. You don't have to be worried about that. You don't have to clap al chayt for that. We don't pask it. It's also to say hello. It's not Tisha B'Av. And even on Tisha B'Av, certain circumstances, you should say hello. No. We're not saying that. I'm talking about everybody standing outside shul on Friday night schmoozing for. No, afterwards, go home. What are you standing schmoozing for? You know, that's what I'm talking about. That irritates me.
Giving keys to a person, it could be building a relationship. Those are all important things, but not on Shabbos.
Pashto's not on Shabbos. Listen, the way we live our lives, whatever, Shabbos may be the only time you get to see this person or whatever. And say that, okay. But I'm not, once again, I'm not making black and white statements. I'm just saying that we need to think about what we're doing before we do it. Why am I standing outside schmoozing? And usually it's, if you have a valid reason, for sure. But usually it's just stomach, it's become a minig. Everyone stands outside and schmoozes and talks and talks and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's talking nonsense. You just look at a Shabbos and you just walk to the Yichud Ru with Hashem and you tell the Kala to wait a while, you'll be back. And then you stand out schmoozing with all your friends. You know, it's a chasem mashu.
It's better outside than inside.
So, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying, Shazer, that's something that a person can try and do, that a person can take on, that he's not going to stand outside schmoozing, although he's going to go home and he's going to make kiddush because Akash Baruch Hu is waiting for him. If your father had come to visit you and you hadn't seen him for 10 years and he was waiting around for you to come make kiddush, you wouldn't stand outside schmoozing, you know? Hello, it's a sensitivity thing. I don't know. Usually I'm too hungry to stand outside schmoozing with anybody. I want to go home and eat. That's not exactly what he's talking about. So that's what saves me from those events. But I'm not trying to be kitsuni. I'm just saying, you see from Chazal's attitude towards Shabbos, at least to get a sense of what Shabbos is. We might be holding there. I might get some chizuk from talking to somebody, whatever. You have a schmooze, you haven't seen somebody. We saw when we were in lockdowns, the gam lo tov to be alone and not have people to talk to. No, we need the interhuman relationships. I'm not saying not. There's other times to do it, maybe. Don't know.
I have a problem with that to the extent that, like Rebbe says, maybe that's the only time you get to see a person. So,
correct.
But if a person's not known in the shul because they seem unfriendly, they're rushing right home, then person needs a kehila to daven for them.
That's what I said. In those circumstances, they do it fine. I'm not saying this to be to exclude everything else. I'm just saying, you see from Chazal, that Chazal had a hard time muttering, speaking to people on Shabbos. So we need to take a sensitivity away from there. What do we take away from that? So each person has to find his own... Maybe instead of spending half an hour outside schmoozing, he'll spend 29 minutes outside and he'll give 1 minute to being a bit more sensitive. I don't know, but we'd have to. When you see these kind of things, it's just supposed to mechazak an attitude that we've lost towards Shabbos. I have a friend, he spent Shabbos with the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. He doesn't speak. The Manchester Rosh Yeshiva didn't speak Divrei Chol on Shabbos, nothing. In learning, he would say Dvar Torah or whatever, but he wouldn't talk on Shabbos. So, okay, he developed himself to the point where that was shaykh. For me, that's not shaykh. I can't take that on. But I do try and minimize my standing around schmoozing after Shabbos on Friday night. I've minimized it a little bit, less than it used to be. So, when I come to Beit Shemesh and I see people that I haven't seen for a long time and it's so gushmak to see them, and I'm at this, so then I'll end up a little bit longer there. But so, And I'm not clapping al chait for that either. I promise you, zelo baya. But he's giving you a taste, a little bit of a sensitivity of what you can achieve on Shabbos. The Chazal were there. They found it hard to find a heter to talk to your friend on Shabbos. We're so far from that. But I can take a bit of a. I can take a learn from that. I can take 1 minute from that. I'm not talking about your wife. I'm not talking about the other rabbi. That's for sure. That overrides all of this. They didn't pasken. If they pasken like that, it would be then we'd really be in trouble. They didn't pasken like that, but it gives you a sense of what Shabbos is. It helps you to just helps you to build the yichud room a little bit more securely. That's all. You know, now you have to use your seichel, how you apply these things for sure. You know, I mean, I'm a shugan about tshuva. He walks in and he's not talking to anybody. You know, it's like the Baal Tshuva you heard about. You know, you heard about the big Bale Musa that they didn't take hanor from their food. They ate, but they didn't get physical pleasure from it. The true story. So one of them was in the dining room in one of the Baal Tshuva yeshivas. It's a well-known story, this is, but I'm not going to mention names. But one of the rabbis walked up to him and said, "Are you okay?" He looked sick. He almost looked like he was. He said, "No, he's trying not to chew his food. He's swallowing it whole because he doesn't get an awe from the food, you see." So it's the same, yeah. You know, your friend comes up and says, "Good Shabbos, Eli," and you go, That's not what this is about. That's obviously not what it's about. It's to give us a taste, a sensitivity of when I am walking home alone, at least I'm not alone. I'm with Hashem. There's Hashem here. At Kaday, that Chazal didn't want to really speak to anybody else because there's a mafriya of the yichud that I have with Hashem. Okay. Whatever you use to sensitize yourself, even a bit more. But you're right. I wouldn't try and tell anybody this, and I wouldn't, you know, start going outside. Why is anyone standing outside talking? Don't you know the Yerushalmi means? No. You do what you have to do. Do what you have to do.
The truth is, I do run out of show because I know my wife's waiting for me.
That's another reason. Good. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Also good. I davened in a minyan once where we took on ourselves with a rov that on Friday night nobody would stand around schmoozing after davening. We would go straight out. Everybody was in agreement, and the rov spoke to us and asked us if we were prepared to. There was something going on in the world, and he felt that Lashon Hora gets started when you talk. Then eventually it comes to Lashon Hora, and that would be a way of us to minimize Lashon Hora. It wasn't a big minion. About 20 of us used to daven in a minion. And we took it on. It was gewaldic. It was gewaldic. Everyone said good Shabbos. It was very friendly, whatever. And then you walked home. If you were walking the same direction as somebody else, you would talk, but we wouldn't stand outside congregating, schmoozing like people do. That was the, but you see, people have a need for it. There's a big need for it. Wherever you go in the world, you see that happening. You see it happening. I've never been to a place where you don't see it naturally happening. So there's a need for it. So you see that, and then you have to look back and say, well, but I'm aware of the Rishalmi as well. And then you find a way to live between that real and that ideal. You find your little safe space there. But no, not to kofetz into this Yerushalmi and become a Meshugana. That's not the goal, for sure not. Chas v'chalila.
Like the marshal we saw in the Yalkut of the king and the queen that are sitting and talking. Somebody sticks his nose in there. If the chosen and kal in the yichud room and somebody opens the door and goes in, then I'm a yichud. You just mevatel the yichud. They're going to start again, yeah? What would be if the king and the queen are busy schmoozing and someone sticks his head in there and the queen starts schmoozing to him? It's even worse. I was reminded, he used to tell the story, and I think about it every Yom Kippur in Musaf when we're doing the koiring umishtachavim by the Kohen Gadol, you know, the mamash, the halat of the Musaf service, the guy, yeah. So, you know, you want to put something on the ground when you're mishtachave, you can't mishtachave on the ground. So people put a towel down, whatever. So they used to hand out papers. He said he davened in a shul, I don't know where it was. We used to give a newspaper, like old newspaper, they used to do the newspaper, and they used to mishtachave on the newspaper. They used to hand out old pages of newspaper. So he said he saw the one guy while he's reading the newspaper. He's busy looking in the newspaper. So he went to him afterwards. He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Ma, it's also to read the newspaper." He said, "Ma, kashut osu." You remember, you're in the Yichud room with your Kala and you're learning a Gemara. It's a Gamlo Beseda. You know, she's saying to Tehillim and you're learning Gemara. You've missed the whole plot. You're missing it. So every year I think about that. So that's the fourth year as well. You know, I mean, now it's also to read newspapers. It may be not. That's not the Nosei. The Nosei is now? Now you're reading the newspaper. I remember. At that moment, you know, that wow. We find ourselves often on Shabbos with free time, and we don't really have the koyach to utilize the time with Torah and with avoid a precious time. And it's hard for a person also just to sit and do nothing. All right. Anyway, I'm not learning now. What's wrong with reading some kind of a story or something, whatever? It's not osir. Nothing osir in there. You're not reading stuff that that's osir to read. You read some story, you read some fiction, something, whatever. You read whatever. So anyway, I'm not learning. So I'll sit here doing nothing. It's better to read than to do nothing. Besides the Isa Bittel Torah, and there may be things here that are also even during the week. We're not talking about that. There's something much worse in all of that. Put aside the Bittel Torah, put aside there may be Surim in what you're reading. Tazov, that might even be also on Wednesday. But there's a Churban of the Yichud and the Kedusha, the atmosphere of Kedusha and the Yichud that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. So that also, that's a very personal thing. A person has to decide what he's going to do with it. We'll see. Learning Torah on Shabbos is more unbelievable. We'll see. We'll get a whole perech on the next one is Tefillah, and the next one after that is Torah. We'll see. Sometimes a person, we're in real mode, and real mode, any koach liftoch gemara chshav. I can't. I've done my pasha. I've done my shnei mircha. Tov now tazov oti. Ani lo yochol. So we'll sit and do nothing. Maybe what parma we have to find for so could be those 5 minutes. Yeah. Just think about Hashem, spend the time just being alone with Hashem, talking to Hashem. Sometimes it's also just nice in Shabbos to just read something. I'm not talking about whatever this night, you know, a Pesach Kron story or something. Zigam Torah, Zigam. You have to use your seichel here a lot. It also doesn't help to hold back so much and then you become miserable and irritable. Zigam law, that's also not very hard. There's no shia here. We know it's the same as the problem we had with tshuva. There's no Lulav, you know, you got a tape measure and you can measure it. You know, the tshuva, it's hard to measure. These kind of things are very hard to get a measuring rod on. You have to for yourself. Aval im yoshev ki yoshen dami, v'choshev la'atzmoy, eini koyre b'dover ze b'pnei she'achshav Shabbos. If he sits quietly, he says to himself, you know what, I'm going to read this now because it's Shabbos. V'einu mishtatev b'siche b'teile zu m'pnei achshav ze Shabbos. And I'm also not entering into this conversation. Od pam, putting aside everything we've said above. We're talking about, I'm not entering into this sikh of Dvarim B'Teilim, not because it's Shabbos. As a Dveikas HaNoira Shal Shabbos Chol Alav M'meila. There's an automatic surrounding him of the Kedusha and Dveikas of Shabbos, and it comes M'meila. Machmas Yitzumas Shal Yoim, because of the unbelievable powerfulness of the day. Umachnas Kiumes HaMitzvah, Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kotshoi. He's been claimed the mitzvah of Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kotshoi. It means you may schmooze, you may do, but for 1 minute you'll say, you know what, this conversation is getting a bit out of hand. I'm out of here. It's Shabbos now, and he says, I'm not going to carry on being part of this conversation because it's Shabbos. Quietly, he says, bye-bye, and he moves on, whatever. An incredible, incredible connection to the Gedusha of Shabbos is available to a person. Okay, that's probably the central theme of Shabbos that he's brought out here. After we've seen everything, Malchus and this and all the stuff we've learned here, just La Maisa, we're starting to see a little bit of where that can take a person, Halacha La Maisa. That just to at least be aware that there's something more going on Shabbos that's not supposed to just frettle away with weekday things. Yeah, it says someone who's learning Torah the whole week should maybe learn a bit less and use the time. Of course, it's the only time you get to see your family, or for sure. We don't sit at the Shabbos table we don't make kiddush on a daf gemara. We make kiddush on wine. There's a message there as well, you know, for sure. By next Shabbos and the sudas and the kishma avada. But just to be at least running in the background, this awareness that there's a yichud going on here with me and Hashem, and you have to be careful with it. The yichud of Hashem comes through for sure. The family, with the wife, with everything that goes with Shabbos. I was thinking to myself now, at least during davening, I should be thinking about Hashem. That might be a good place to start. I know that sounds strange. What do you mean? Who else are you thinking about during davening? No, but it could be that's a place that tazov, you know, getting anybody else to pay the price for my frumkat, is at least on Shabbos to be a little bit more zoned in on Hashem during davening. Maybe that's the place to start working on it. Anyway, fine. Next week we'll start Mirtz Hashem. I don't know where we'll be next week. We'll see. We'll talk. Well, there should be no reason not to have. Wait a minute. It's going to be a problem. I don't finish davening. Oh no! I should be able to do it. It's a longer davening. There's Musaf and there's a whole there's Halal and Zagansa, it's Cholomoid. Okay, but Ikaron, it should be fine. Worst case scenario, I'll be in touch with you. We'll make it a bit later. That's we'll make it at 10. But I think we finished by 9. We start davening hop past 7. We finished by hop past 9. I should be able to record it to 10. If there's a problem, we'll make it to 10. That's the worst case scenario.
That's fine.
If that works for you, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Anyway, but if you don't hear from me, 9:45. Otherwise, I'll be in touch with you and we'll try and make it at 10. Chaval, not to keep going.
Okay, we're not doing Monday night now.
Well, Monday night's Yontif.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to try and find another night. It's too hard. Sukkos at night is Zeloshach, the Bichlal. No, we'll take a 2-week break and we'll come back after when this month starts.
Sounds good.
It's kosher more to Zmanim. This is Shabbos, it's not kosher to the yeshiva. This is our private little chavrusa, so that's not going to be a... No, there's no reason on Erev Shabbos not to learn. So, the Seder. A good Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rabbi. All the best.
Good and kvittel. Take care. Batzlocha. All the best. Rabbi,